Re. Cooper's actions don't represent my views. Letters, The Gazette, February 16. Mary Ann Stanway has it exactly right. It's obvious that the participants in the Freedom Convoy couldn't be relied upon to stand up to help defend our country if we were threatened by another country, as is the case in Ukraine. Their whinging about the COVID restrictions of the past 2 years sicken me when I think of the 50 million or so people who perished in the flu epidemic of 1918, one of whom was my father's father. His death when my dad was only 7 years old devastated the family so severely it was changed forever. Where would they, the protesters, have been when Adolf Hitler and his cronies threatened to plunge the world into another dark age in 1939-45? More than 45,000 of the over 1 million Canadians who volunteered to stop them perished, one of them an uncle, and hundreds of thousands more were wounded and scarred for life. The freedom the immature participants of the convoy so loudly claim as their right was purchased at the cost of lives and blood so huge that none of them, in their open show of disrespect for the Canadian War Memorial and Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, show any signs of having the mental capacity to comprehend. Don't ask me to weep for them in their self-pity. MP Michael Cooper needs to re-examine his values while the duly constituted authorities shut down the protesters' not-so-peaceful insurrection by whatever means necessary. Robert MacDonald, St. Albert.